Six Nations Public Works Department have received approval from Six Nations Elected Council to initiate preparations for the replacement of three high-priority culverts and bridges within the Six Nations community. Six Nations Public Works received approval for the work during the September 18th General Finance meeting. Six Nations Director of Public Works Michael Montour says the community's culverts and bridges had been inspected in 2022, and it was determined from that inspection that these three projects were the community's top priorities. Montour detailed the first project that will see a culvert replaced on Seneca Road between 2nd and 3rd Line Road.
This was actually identified as priority number one, which is the replacement of culvert 2017, and it's located on Seneca Road between 2nd and 3rd Line. We've been able to work with Indigenous Services Canada for completing a design, and we've recently been approved for construction funding. So we've made really good progress on this in a very short time, which is great. However, we're not sure if we're able to proceed to construction here in the fall or in the spring. That's yet to be determined, but definitely we'll provide notice to the community in advance as best we can. The estimated cost of this is just under $500,000, which necessitates minor capital approval. So that means that basically part of the capital approval process within Indigenous Services Canada, we got to fill out an application, do environmental forms. And once that's done, everything is ready to go, and then they just need a council resolution, which is why this is here today.
He says the project will see a similar sized culvert replace the current infrastructure, and that the new culvert's lifespan will be between 30 and 40 years.
So within those analysis and that design, they do those projections, and they look at historical issues in that area to see if that culvert needs to be upsized or not. In this case specifically, they're just doing like for like. So they are replacing with a similar size culvert as is in there. And that should give us, 30 to 40 years of life for this new culvert.
Montour then detailed the projects that were identified as the second and third highest priority. Those projects will see two bridges being rehabilitated. The first bridge is located on 3rd Line Road between Seneca and Chiefswood Road, and the second bridge is located on Onondaga Road between 5th and 6th Line Road.
So priority number two was Bridge 6. Bridge 6 is located on 3rd Line between Seneca and Chiefswood Road. And then priority number three was Bridge 14, which is located on Onondaga Road between 5th and 6th. So the approach with this one here is both of these bridges need to be rehabilitated. So what we're doing is we're bundling them, meaning that we're going to design them, do all that work at the same time. And then when it comes to construction, we're going to do that at the same time as well. Indigenous Services Canada is supportive of that approach, which is great because we get to progress through our priorities fairly quickly. We're hoping to secure funding, get the design done, and move into construction next year. That's our target. And the total estimated cost is just over $3 million for that project.
Montour says that Six Nations will continue to look to bundle these projects together to have the work and construction take place during similar times to help the Six Nations community close its current infrastructure gap.
And that's part of what we're doing here. So we've never really bundled a few structures like this before. So it's definitely progress in that direction. And in regards to Indigenous Services Canada and our needs, so we got about $1.6 billion in infrastructure needs to close the infrastructure gap by 2030. And that's an exercise that Indigenous Services Canada had asked us to put a tangible value on, and we've done that. But I know that they're doing work within their own selves to figure out how they can best support. But in the interim here, we are bundling and we're progressing. So we did have, you know, quite a bit of infrastructure needs as far as bridge and culverts. So the next phase would be once we basically the kind of the same approach as this is that, we knocked off priorities 1, 2, and 3. And then next year we'll get to work on priorities 4 and on and figure out how we can best bundle and make the best value for money and make that case to ISC and make sure that we meet our needs for the community.
Councillor Greg Fraser says he believes that the community should also be looking to fund these projects from community-sourced revenue instead of waiting for Indigenous Services Canada's approval to have these projects addressed in a more timely manner.
A lot of our needs, we're going to have to find our own source revenue. I think in a lot of these situations, I think waiting for ISC is always a delay. And as we wait, a lot of our infrastructure deteriorates. And again, I think it's important that we look towards our own source revenue.
Six Nations Elected Council approved all three projects and provided a band council resolution to Six Nations Public Works to begin preparations for the upcoming projects.